Hi, everyone. Today I will present our research on locally repairable codes. This research was done in jointly with Itzhak Tamo, Gala Yadgar, Matan Liram, and Sasha Barg. So there are multiple ways of storing data on storage systems. One of the most popular is with Reed-Solomon. In Reed-Solomon, you divide your data into k blocks, and as a function of the original data, you add additional n minus k parity blocks. In total, you will have a stripe of n blocks. In case a server is failed and you lose a block, you can repair the block using k surviving blocks from your stripe. The main advantage of Reed-Solomon is its minimal redundancy, or MDS. That means that there cannot be another code which repairs the same number of failures with less parity blocks. However, the downside of Reed-Solomon is that in order to repair a block, we need to read k other blocks. This means high recovery costs in bandwidth, server access, recovery time, et cetera, et cetera. In order to address this issue, locally repairable codes, or LRC, were devised. In order to explain LRC, I will start with the same example of Reed-Solomon. In LRC, we divide the data into groups of size R. So in this case, we divide the data into two groups of size R equals 3. And as a function of the data in each group, we calculate and add a local parity. Say we lose one of the blocks in these groups, we can repair the block using the surviving blocks in its local group. This family of codes was presented by Microsoft and is used by their Windows Azure storage system. We will refer to this code as Azure LRC. Another parameter which I would like to present is minimum distance, D. Minimum distance is the minimum number of failures that will cause data loss. In this example, D equals 4 because we can recover from any 3 failures. However, there are cases of 4 lost blocks from which we cannot recover. In addition, we will still continue working with the same parities that we had previously in Reed-Solomon, which are marked in yellow and will be named global parities. Okay, so the disadvantage of LRC is that it's non-MDS. We've started with an example of Reed-Solomon, which is MDS, and we've added additional parity blocks, so now we're obviously non-MDS. However, the recovery is much faster. In the previous example, we saw that the recovery cost for repairing one block is reading 6 blocks, and in this case, we read only 3 blocks, so it's half of that. It's especially good for a work mode known as degraded read. In degraded read, once a server fails, we don't go straight ahead and reconstruct the whole server. Instead, we wait a period of 15 minutes in which we serve reads by repairing the lost block on the fly. If after this 15-minute period the server is not accessible again, we can go ahead and reconstruct the whole server. So in the previous slide, we saw an example in which we lose a data block. What will happen in LRC when we lose a global parity? In this case, we still need to read from k blocks in order to repair the lost block. You might ask yourselves, why should we care? Eventually, we have our original data, and we can go ahead and serve reads from the stripe. And meanwhile, we can go ahead and repair the lost block and reconstruct the whole server with the global parities in the background. However, this is not the case. In the right, you can see a group of servers. If you will observe further, you will see that the stripe, which I presented, is allocated uniformly across all the servers. Say that the most right server is failed. So you can see that this server contains blocks of all types, local parities and data blocks, which will have relatively low reconstruction cost, and also a global parity. For the global parity, again, we will need to send read requests to 6 servers and perform the reconstruction. And again, we will see the same high recovery cost that we saw earlier with Reed-Solomon. So in order to address this issue, optimal LRC was devised. Optimal LRC belongs to a group which we've named full LRC, since it provides local parity coverage to all the blocks in the stripe, compared to data LRC, which provides local parity coverage only to the data blocks. By the way, Azure LRC belongs to the second group, data LRC. Optimal LRC is proven to have optimal minimum distance for a variety of NKR configurations. Optimal minimum distance is this equality on the bottom right, And that means that there cannot be another full LRC which has a higher minimum distance and the same NK and R values. On the left, you can see an example of optimal LRC, and you can observe that the local parities now cover the global parities as well. Okay, so I would like to show you an example. Say I have a system which works with this code, which is Azure LRC, and I would like to compare this code to two of its alternatives in order to see if one of them might be better for my system. So the first alternative would be the full LRC version of the original code. In this example, we add a local parity to the global parities, reducing the recovery cost. And now, if we will lose a global parity, we will read only 2 blocks instead of 6 blocks in the original code. So because of the additional block, we now have a larger overhead. The locality is still 3, but now the locality belongs to all blocks in our stripe compared to locality only for the data blocks in the original case. So it's not certain that we can compare between these two definitions of locality. A second alternative is optimal LRC. Here we don't change the dimensions of the code, so the overhead remains the same. But now the locality is 4. But again, it's not certain that we can compare between these two definitions because, again, the locality is for all the blocks in the stripe. So which one do you think is better? The answer is that we don't know. There is no established framework for comparing these codes. You might go ahead and think that one code is better, and perhaps it will be better. But would it be better for all work modes? Would it be optimal? Again, we still don't know. Okay, so our goal is to lay mathematical basis for comparing LRCs. First, we'll define parameters for comparison. Next, we will want to compare the codes in all possible N, K, and R configurations. However, not all codes are defined for every N, K, and R. That is why we will extend existing definition of LRCs to allow a broader comparison. Next, we will perform a theoretical analysis on reasonable values of N, K, and R. And last but not least, we will validate our theoretical results in a real system. Until now, average repair cost, or ARC, was used to compare between LRCs. ARC is calculated in the following manner. Going over each block in your stripe, you calculate the number of blocks needed to be read in order to repair the block if it is lost. Afterwards, you calculate the average for all the blocks, and that is how you get ARC. The downside of ARC is that it doesn't address overhead. I will show it in this example. So if I would want to reduce the ARC of this example, I can add a local parity to the global parities. Now, instead of reading 6 blocks in case of global parity loss, I will read only 2. So obviously, the ARC is lower. However, I've increased the overhead. I've added another block. I've increased the storage costs. And more importantly, now, in case of a block loss in my stripe, I will have more blocks to repair. So in order to take the overhead into consideration, we've devised a new parameter. Normalized repair cost, or NRC, is the product of ARC and overhead. It can also be viewed as the cost of repairing a block in your stripe per data block. Another parameter which we've presented is degraded cost. Degraded cost is calculated similarly to the NRC. However, it will refer only to the data blocks and will be useful for degraded read mode. Let's see how these parameters behave in this example in which we've added local parity to the global parities. So, because of the additional block, our overhead has increased by 16.6%. The ARC has decreased by 24.1%, which is non-proportional to the overhead. The NRC has decreased proportionally to the overhead by 16.6%. And degraded cost, by the way, hasn't changed at all because we haven't affected the data blocks. Next, I will present the LRCs which we've worked with. As I've mentioned, not all codes are defined for all configurations, so we want to extend existing definitions in order to allow a broader comparison. Optimal LRC is proven to be with optimal minimum distance for selected NKR configurations. We have learned that for other configurations, it is suboptimal. We have devised a new construction of optimal LRC in which the code is well-defined for almost every N, K, and R, And in these configurations, it is always optimal. Azure LRC is defined with local groups of the same size. We have removed this constraint and allowed cases, as you see on the right, in which there is one local group with 4 data blocks and another group with 3 data blocks. We have presented a new code, Azure LRC plus 1, which is the full LRC extension of Azure LRC. Azure LRC plus 1 is constructed by adding the local parity to the global parities of Azure LRC. Zorbas is a code which is well defined only for a single NKR configuration. I won't discuss it, however, I will mention that we've allowed additional configurations by doing a trivial extension of it. Okay, so now we'll move to our theoretical results. In the graph, in the y-axis, you can see ARC values for a selected number of NKR configurations. In the x-axis, you can see values for N, K, and R. In the columns, the codes are represented by their colors. Okay, so I would like to show you the following example. Observe the circle which marks the 3 configurations. Here you can see the 3 codes with the same configuration have the same average reconstruction cost. Okay, but these codes are different. Some of the codes are data LRC and some are full LRC. Their construction is different. However, the reconstruction cost for ARC is the same. If we will go a step further and add a block to our configuration, again marked by the circle, you can see that the ARC remains the same. So not only that the codes are different, we even added additional block, but again, for this configuration, all the codes have the same ARC. In the bottom graph, you can see NRC values in the columns and degraded cost in the black dots. Now you can see 2 circles which mark the same configurations as before. Now we can see in each configuration differences between the codes. The NRC represents truthfully differences between data LRC and full LRC. It also represents truthfully the additional block. Now you can see difference between the N equals 14 and N equals 15 between these codes. And even in the same configuration for full LRC, you can see differences between the codes. Another example which I would like to show you in the bottom graph is now marked by the arrow. So here we see an interesting trade-off. The code in red is optimal LRC, and the code in green is Azure LRC. Here we see that Azure LRC has a higher normalized reconstruction cost, however, lower degraded cost. This shows you that for this configuration and for other configurations, there is no optimal choice. One code will perform better in degraded read mode, and the other will perform better in the general case in which we might need to reconstruct the whole server. Until now, we saw 2 main parameters for LRCs. One is the minimum distance, which represents the code's durability, and the other is NRC, which represents the repair cost. These two have conflicting objectives. Improving the one might worsen the other. We have devised a single composite objective function, which is the ratio between NRC and D. We have named this ratio RD ratio. In this ratio, we would want to minimize NRC and maximize D. So overall, we would want to minimize the RD ratio. In the graph, again, you can see selected number of configurations showing the NRC ratio in the y-axis. The arrows mark the configuration, the code that got the lowest RD ratio per every N and K. And if you will observe further, you will see that the arrows always point to the same code in red, which is optimal LRC. We have learned that optimal LRC always gets the lowest value of RD ratio per every N and K. This is not surprising. Optimal LRC was designed to excel in these 2 parameters. Optimal LRC has optimal minimum distance, and it has very low normalized reconstruction cost. However, it is not certain that we would want to rely solely on this metric when we will choose the code to work with. In our research, we have shown additional ways of comparing codes and using these parameters for comparison. Moving on to our implementation, we had several goals. First, we have presented a theoretical parameter, which is NRC, and we wanted to see how it will behave in a real system. Next, if we can use NRC to predict results in a real system, how accurate would it be? Can we rely on it? Next, we wanted to implement LRCs and see how they behave compared to theory. We have used the following platforms. Ceph is an open source storage system which contains implementations of Azure LRC and Reed Solomon, so we've used these implementations in our experiments. In addition, we have implemented Optimal LRC, which until now was only a theoretical code. In our experiments, we have used Amazon EC2 servers. In our basic experiment, we have used 40 servers. To each server, we wrote 5 gigabytes of data. Afterwards, we have crashed one of the servers, initiating the recovery process. Once recovery was initiated, we have measured the CPU utilization, amount of data transferred on the network, amount of data read by each server, and the recovery time. Now I will show you a non-trivial result we got in our experiment. However, first I would like to mention that we have learned that we can use NRC to predict the amount of data that will be read during recovery with almost full accuracy. I say almost full accuracy only because the limitations of our configuration. We had a relatively low cluster size, but in a larger cluster size, we will have more uniform distribution of blocks, which will allow even a greater accuracy. But nonetheless, the accuracy was quite impressive. So here in the graph, you can see our attempt to predict repair time using NRC. In the columns, you can see the normalized repair time of the LRCs, and the normalization was done by Reed Solomon. It was calculated by measuring the repair time of each LRC and dividing it by the repair time of Reed Solomon. We have done the same for the NRC values, and this has allowed us to compare between the repair time and the NRC, comparing between a real result and theoretical value. And you can see that the NRC, which is represented by the black dots, is not on the top of the columns, meaning we cannot predict with NRC the exact repair time. The reason is various bottlenecks that exist in a real system. We observed bottlenecks on the bandwidth and on server access, and eventually a real system is not like you would expect in theory. But you can observe the following. Marked by the arrow, you can see that the ratios between the columns are similar to the ratios between the black dots. So you cannot predict the exact repair time, but you can predict the trend. This means that already in the theoretical stage, you can compare between codes using their NRC values and determine which code will have a faster recovery time. If you will observe the graph further, you will see that for larger N values, the trend is not maintained. Again, the reason was our small cluster size. Overall, we've learned that full LRCs outperform data LRCs in their recovery time. In our research, you can see additional methods for comparison and for validation on real systems. To summarize, we have presented the first systematic comparison of LRCs. We have defined a theoretical framework for comparing LRCs and validated our theoretical results on a real system. In addition, we have generalized known LRC codes, presenting new codes and construction. In conclusion, we have shown that ARC is a limited parameter for comparison. We have presented NRC, which performs well both in theory and in practice. Also, we have shown that there is no optimal code. First, there are differences between theory and practice. And second, we have shown that the desire to optimize repair cost differs from the desire to optimize degraded cost. Thank you.
Okay, we have time for questions. Please come up to microphones. No, you're not? I have a question. So I can't remember if you actually mentioned this. Were you running a certain workload while you were doing the repairing on your experiments?
Okay, so one of our experiments was on workloads. There is certain benchmark that Ceph has. We had to, let's say, manipulate it a bit in order to get results which we can analyze, because eventually it was designed for other purposes. But yes, we've tested various workloads. But in the basic experiment, we did not test workloads. We only tested the recovery once a server is crashed.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Hi, Dale Lewis, Blizzard Entertainment. A really interesting work. I did have two questions for you, although I think you might have addressed it just by talking about not running the workloads. First one, did you happen to measure the latency for writes while you were doing this recovery? Because you talk about capacity overhead, but I'm wondering what the additional system overhead of actually doing the writes while extra parity is being calculated.
Okay, so regarding the writes, we focused on the recovery, okay? So the codes are all similar in terms of writes because eventually they have their generator metrics which encodes the data, and eventually LRCs are similar in the method of encoding. But the decode and the dimensions are different, and that is what we focused on.
Okay. And if I had a second question, the other one was, when you talk about the full RC, the optimal RC, where you were doing one of the LRCs was covering both of the global recovery points. Have you thought about an additional point where you had the LRCs covering, spreading out the global parity across the LRCs instead of just having one LRC covering it?
You mean by spreading? What do you mean by spreading the global?
So when you had the picture up there, you had one LRC was covering all data blocks, and then one LRC was covering the two of the parity blocks and two data blocks. What I was wondering is if there would be a slight difference if you spread out the global parity and instead had an LRC covering some data blocks and a global parity block instead of having one LRC covering both parity blocks.
Okay, so first LRC is the family, okay? You mean the local parity?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so there is an option to do that. We focused on the known method as was defined in the paper of Azure LRC.
Gotcha.
But there is an option to do that. It can be done in future research.
Okay. Thank you.
So I have one question about Ceph.
Yes.
So you said that you implemented optimal LRC with Ceph, right? So based on my experience, not just optimal LRC, but any LRC scheme, actually, did you find any advantage in Ceph? The reason I'm asking is that Ceph has this concept of placement groups, right? Which means that if a single server fails or even a disk fails, the set of disks or the servers that implement, that store that particular stripe actually changes. As a result, even if one disk fails, you have to actually read k chunks from k different servers. Right? So do you see any advantage using LRC or optimal LRC, any LRC on Ceph?
Okay. So one of the reasons we chose Ceph is because it contains implementations of, as I mentioned, of Azure LRC and of Reed Solomon. Ceph is also open source, so again, it's an advantage. Ceph has the notion that if you need to perform reconstruction, all of the reconstruction needs to go through single node. Okay, the node is one of the nodes containing the blocks of the stripe. So yes, it was a disadvantage, but eventually we were comparing apples to apples, okay? So we've examined few approaches. In the basic experiment, all of the nodes were in the same zone, availability zone, as defined in Amazon EC2. But we've also tested other approaches in which every local group resides on a different availability zone. We had to do some thinking and do some manipulation of the way Ceph distributes the blocks so that we will see differences between the local groups, meaning we done smaller calculations of the stripes. Meaning that one part of the stripe was calculated in a single zone as a small code, and another part of the stripe was calculated in another zone as another small code, and that is how we simulated a larger cluster. So this is a disadvantage of Ceph. Okay, but eventually there are advantages and disadvantages, and overall Ceph was a preferred option for us.
Patrick Lee from Chinese University of Hong Kong. So did you also relate your metric analysis with the reliability metric like mean time to data loss, MTDDL? Because if K increases, the failure rate also increases, and the number of repair operations also increases. So Can you extend NRC to also address reliability as well? Thanks.
Okay, good question. So mean time to data loss is very reliable parameter. The problem with mean time to data loss that the calculation is very complex for this parameter. And we've eventually provided a very broad comparison of many NKR values and calculating the mean time to data loss of every configuration would have been very complex. However, we provide an idea. In our analysis, you can replace the minimum distance with the mean time to data loss. It can be done in a future work. And eventually, you can do the same calculations with mean time to data loss.
All right, thank you very much.